T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm curious. We are now an hour into the NFL league year beginning. We are two plus days into NFL free agency. And I want to be honest with you, and you can walk me off of this and say, Evan, calm down. I'm very disappointed in what I've seen from Joe Douglas, because what the Jets have done over the first 2.5 days of the NFL offseason has been blah. Like Morgan Moses to their offensive line, solid. I like Morgan Moses. He was here back in 2021. Yep. That's a solid addition. John Simpson at left guard, I guess it's okay. Tiki did a deep dive earlier in the show, 212 if you want to rewind, or 312 if you want to rewind on the Odyssey app. So they've added to their offensive line, but they haven't added premium players. They've added solid players.
It's all short deals, too.
Yeah.
So, and so that tells you the type of player that they're bringing. It's not like Brian Burns, who's going to be a foundational player for the New York Giants because they traded for him and then gave him a big deal, right? It's a different type of acquisition.
It's been very on the margins. Like, you know, they add a cornerback in Isaiah Oliver, fine. They add Javon Kinlaw at defensive tackle after they lose Bryce Huff. It's a very, like, I can't sit here and tell you this is all crap. It's not all crap. Mm-hmm. It's underwhelming. Even Tyrod Taylor as the backup quarterback. Like, when I made my list prior to the NFL free agency beginning and I said, okay, these are the backup quarterbacks I'd want for Aaron Rodgers, Tyrod Taylor was middle of the pack. They have not added a wide receiver. Now, I'm not a believer that they need to add another number one. I think it's overrated, but they need to add a solid two or three, maybe a two and three. They need to add to that wide receiver room. And we are 2 days in, 3 days in, really. Monday to Tuesday. Whatever. 3 days into NFL free agency, and it's like, eh. Like, that's how I feel about what the Jets have done so far. And what frustrates me about that, Teak, is that this is supposed to be the year of winning.
Yeah.
This is the year of championship and Super Bowl, and we're under the guise Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback and not the next vice president of the United States of America. And this offseason feels like it lacks an urgency.
Yeah.
Am I overreacting?
No, I mean, you're not. And there's also, it just doesn't feel like these moves are, like, sustainable. They're one-year deals. The only deal so far that has guaranteed money is Javon Kinlaw's deal, and that's just $6.9 million. So they haven't gone after the big fish. They've gone after some good fishes, right? But that's not the big fish. You don't see it yet. Now, maybe they're okay defensively, so they don't really need to. And offensively, they're waiting for the draft. Like, the moves that they've done with Morgan Moses and John Simpson feel, I don't know, okay enough that you can wait for the draft to go be a big part of it. But I think we always get these expectations in free agency that panacea is there. Like, we just got to go get it. We got to go find that piece and bring it in, and it's going to cure all our problems. They just probably weren't there.
It's right? Not.
Like, who would it be? Tyron Smith? Right? Think about what the need is. The need is probably not easily answerable by the options available.
Well, maybe. Okay, so wide receiver-wise, they haven't really lost anybody when you think about it.
Right,
when
they think about it. And there's also, this is a huge, it's a deep draft.
Right, no, but what I mean is wide receivers aren't really coming off the board when you look at what's happened in free agency.
Right.
Like, Michael Pittman is staying.
Right.
Mike Evans stayed. You have the chance to trade for guys. Like, that's true. T. Higgins has demanded a trade, right? He hasn't rescinded that, so they could trade for T. Higgins.
Right.
The Chargers, there have been rumors about trading Keenan Allen, so yes, they could make a trade. We talked about...
Right, Calvin Ridley still out there.
Like, right,
Chargers released Mike Williams.
Mike Williams is now out there. He was a potential trade target, but now that he got released, so... No, wide receivers aren't off the board yet. I think it's more on the offensive line. They've kind of gone low-end bargain shopping as opposed to, hey, let me go give $80 million to a high-end offensive guard. And they just haven't done that yet. And I don't think they're ever going to do it because Joe Douglas's game plan has always been, you know what, I'm looking for my price. And he hasn't done it. And so it just feels underwhelming. Like, that's just kind of what we're looking at this offseason. You know, so it's who would have I wanted specifically? I mean, maybe Jonah Jackson, the guard that went to the Rams, right? A high-end guard who played well for Detroit.
Yep.
Instead, they're going more budgety, and this is not the year to be budgety. And it seems like this is a very budgety offseason, like Joe Douglas always does. So I'm not screaming and yelling that this is the worst thing ever. I'm just merely expressing this is disappointing. This feels very blah so far. You're sucks not going to make me feel better.
No.
Did you just say sucks to be you?
Sucks to be you. I'm happy with what Joe Shane's done.
We're not talking about Joe Shane right now.
I'm content with a free agency for the New York Giants so far.
No, I
get
dead
to me.
I get it now. I finally discovered it. I've always supported Tiki and said he doesn't hate the Jets. He hates the Jets.
I don't hate the Jets.
You just said, quote, it sucks to be you.
It sucks to be you as a fan. Maybe they have a plan that you just don't know about.
By the way, Calvin Ridley now off the board.
Where'd he sign?
10 seconds ago.
And I assume it's not the Jets based on your reaction.
No, Ian Rappaport's tweeting a million exclamation points. That's a stunner. Sources, the Titans are signing Calvin Ridley, completing their free agency with a splash. A stunner! Wow. He got a 4-year, $92 million deal with $50 million guaranteed.
Well, they're sort of going for it. They added Tony Pollard. Mm-hmm. They added Cushenberry, the center from Denver. They added Kenneth Murray, the linebacker from the Chargers. Like, the Titans have had a very aggressive offseason.
And they just added a backup quarterback as well, the backup Will Levis. They've signed Mason Rudolph.
Oh, the great Mason Rudolph. Going for it. Look at their quarterback room. Jeez. So now I can complain. Calvin Ridley is off the board, Tiki. Yeah. What's your response? Sucks to be you?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I got you now. Right.
Calvin Ridley's a good player.
Right? Yes, he is. Thank you.
He had this the season off, but he came back. He was important last year. That's a big number, though, for him. I'm surprised.
Sucks to be you.
Well, not me. Well, I didn't
need No. I'm putting this in my brain because now I'm going to remember it. The next time, because you don't get angry often, but the next time you're angry about something that happens in sports.
I get angry very infrequently.
I know. I've learned that.
But, very infrequent.
But sometimes I know the magic buttons. Watch
Go
this.
Kiss ass.
Guys, want to watch a magic trick?
Oh, no.
Watch a magic trick.
I know what you're going to
say. No, I'm going to do a little magic trick.
All right.
I'll tell you this. I can't get over the fact that as good as Joe Shane has done, how does he not trade Saquon Barkley to trade up?
Go kiss ass.
I mean, how stupid was that?
Take it away, Bad Tiki.
I'd actually say one of the dumbest things Joe Shane has done was not trading Saquon Barkley at the deadline.
He couldn't trade him at the
I'm deadline. So sick of hearing about the locker room.
He couldn't do it.
You're
dead to me.
The locker room is overrated. It doesn't matter. Only athletes who think they know more than everyone. Right.
So what happened with the Jets then last year?
Evan, by the way, I agree.
I know. You believe this? How could they not have traded?
You're both morons.
Go kiss ass. I was about to say it's not working, and then he whipped out the moron line. Sucks to be you. Okay. I want to keep that in mind.
All right.
Sucks to be you. Joe in Milford, Connecticut. Hey, Joe. What's up?
Hey, Evan. I got a business proposition for you I'd like to propose.
Go ahead.
The only thing I need is your likeness on the packaging. That's it. Your face. That's it. Beard or without.
All right.
So I was driving, and you're saying that you're having a dribbling problem. You're wearing basketball shorts, the whole sports thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward.
You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Come into play thinking, all right, this is cool. How do we help Evan out? So come up with a product. It's a neoprene sleeve with a soft, velvety, very absorbent interior. So you never double dribble before the big game again. You slide your manhood into this. And you can wear it all day and not worry about the dribble.
Oh.
And listen, I'll give you 25% stake. Just got to use your picture on the packaging.
Oh, nice.
And done. I have a name for it already.
Yeah, what's it called?
All right. The last part is sock. And the first word rhymes with sock.
Oh. Okay, very good. I got to tell you, Joe, it's a pretty good idea. And right. I absolutely give you permission to use my face and likeness on this product.
Nice.
With that said, we don't want to anger people. There is a major miss on Sean's Cinco de Five-O.
Here we go.
A major, major miss.
The guy wipes his wee-wee.
No, I'm just saying. This guy was a legendary NFL player back in the day. He played in the AFL, mostly known with the Buffalo Bills. He was a seven-time Pro Bowler. He was a quarterback by the name of Jack Kemp. Jack Kemp was the running mate for the presidency of the United States of America,
right,
with Senator Bob Dole, because Jack Kemp was a senator or a congressman?
I think he was a senator.
Yeah,
when I hear his name, I hear Senator Jack Kemp.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I have to look that up to confirm. But we're talking about a great football player. Maybe a guy who should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. I'd have to ask Beningo who watched him. Me looking at stats is not fair. And then obviously, not only was a politician, but unlike Senator Bradley, who lost the big game, because he didn't beat Al Gore for the Democratic nomination, Jack Kemp was the running mate of a major party candidate. Mm,
he's also the housing secretary for George Bush.
And he was the housing secretary for George Bush.
So I was...
He was a House representative.
He was... Oh, okay. He was... Right. So a little bit less.
So I was today years old where I ever heard the name Jack Kemp for the first time in my life.
Oh, come on. But you did the Cinco, dude.
And I also almost plagiarized a list from the internet. When I did the Cinco research, I didn't actually. I kind of manufactured numbers. He was not in the top 10 when I searched the most.
Interesting. So I have a really good idea, Tiki, that you guys have no say in. This is Tiki's.
He's amazing, though.
Jack Kemp?
Yeah.
He was a great player. As a player or a congressman?
Two-time AFL champion.
Yep.
I mean, MVP.
No, this is a big mess. Right. I mean, you could argue this is bigger than Bill Bradley. I'm not going to make the argument, but it's close. But I think it's bigger than Bill Brown.
The two that I altered that were in this list top five were Steve Largent and Bunning.
Yeah,
so I didn't include those. So Kemp didn't make this list.
Jack Kemp was the running mate of Bob Dole, dude. We're talking about running mates today.
But
big
he didn't
deal.
Win. I was successful politicians.
Tiki, I have an idea that I think makes sense. Do you remember how last week Sean took a day off from work?
Yes, I do.
And Loogie did just a brilliant job doing the Cinco.
Yes, the Cinco was well thought out, well executed.
Well, I think what we should start doing for just a trial period is Sean should do his Cinco, no issues, like 5 o'clock, it's sponsored, do your Cinco. And without him realizing, Loogie is going to do a shadow Cinco so that we see, same list, okay? So Sean picks what he wants to do the Cinco on. You guys talk about it. Loogie says not a word to Sean.
Right.
Goes back. I'm actually going to pay you for this, Lou, because it's extra work, and I'm going to give you extra money for this one. Because, you know, you're kind of babysitting Sean. Do your own shadow Cinco.
And do it better. So if we're disappointed,
yes,
we actually can have fulfillment on the Cinco.
Yes.
I'm essentially like you did Kinky Boots. I'm his understudy.
Yes.
Yes.
I may not always be called on, but at times I might be.
But you got to be ready on a moment's notice.
Got to be ready. So do it every day because you never know when me or Tiki's going to say, bring the understudy in.
So is this a situation where he totally botches the entire list, or maybe he didn't get the number one right, or we'll just kind of play it by ear?
Got to play it by ear. All could tell you is if you were shadowing him today, Tiki and I would have called you.
Right.
And said, let's hear what you got.
Gotcha. I'm the understudy.
Because four was bad.
You know what? F you guys. I shoehorn.
I'm going home.
I shoehorn four in to please Buttface over there.
Buttface.
You. And frankly, the whole point of the list is to debate, and things are going to be missed, and that's what you argue about. It's not an ironclad list. I'm doing my job.
Sean, you're still doing your job. You're going to do this every day. We appreciate the Cinco. I think we all do. It's become a hallmark of this radio station. Very similar to Gary Danielson joining Mike Francesa on Thursdays at 4 o'clock. I think it's on the same level.
So now I'm Danielson?
I'm just saying it's a benchmark. I just think that Lugie needs to offer you protection. That's all.
You know what? Go pat your penis.
If I have to go to the bathroom, I will. You're damn right. More of your calls next at 877-337-6666. I promise when we get back, I will reveal a bet, a sports bet, a fun sports bet we all need to make because it has a chance to win us a ton of money and we can have a lot of fun as it's happening. I'll reveal it to you coming up in just a few short minutes, I promise. Evan and Tiki on this beautiful Wednesday here in New York City. A lot going on today. Aaron Rodgers still hasn't told us if he's going to be RFK's running mate. We got an update on Gerrit Cole. It's not the worst news in the world, but it's not good news. It's, hey, we're still not sure news, but we know he's going to miss a lot of time. I do have something I want you guys to join me in on me with, and I call the listeners not to gamble because, you know, if you choose not to gamble, I totally respect that. Do this responsibly if you want to join in. Goodbye, SNY. They're going to miss out on this. I have placed a bet. I've already placed a bet. It's done. It's happening. And I believe this bet would be fun for Keith McPherson. Mm. I believe this bet would be fun for Sean Morash. I believe this bet would be fun for Tommy Lugauer, for Evan Roberts, and even for you, Tiki.
Okay.
A bet that could bring us all together. A bet that can win us a lot of money. Right now, the odds, and I got it at FanDuel, though I did have to leave the state to make this bet, unfortunately, is 200-1 for something to happen. And I placed a $50 bet, which means I will win $10,000 if this thing happens. A $50 bet will net me $10,000, which means if you bet $10, you will net $2,000. That's the bet. Now, you may say, okay, Evan, what's the bet? And before you laugh, I want you to think about it when I say it.
Right. What are the odds?
200-1. $50 to win.
Oh, 50. You got it.
Yeah. I'll show you the bet. Look, $50, $10,000. I made sure he didn't see what the bet was.
Right.
The bet is simple. It's for Luis Severino to win the National League Cy Young. Who the hell's with me? Who the hell's with me?
I don't hate the bet.
You don't hate the bet. And you know why you don't hate the bet?
I'm trying to think who else would win the Cy Young.
Thank you, Tiki, for bringing up my next point.
Go ahead.
It's open, dude. Zach Wheeler, I guess. Max Fried, I guess. Blake Snell isn't walking through that door. Corbin Burns isn't walking through that door. Sandy Alcantara, who won 2 years ago, not walking through that door. The race is open. Justin Steele and Kodai Senga got votes last year. If Luis Severino can just recapture the magic in a walk year, the race is open. The NL doesn't have the big dog in its way. I'd say Zach Wheeler's the favorite.
Yeah,
no
doubt.
I have respect for him. Spencer Strider, he's a phony. Does that really scare you? Yoshinobu Yamamoto?
No, and one thing is locked in now as we sit at March 13th. We will have two brand new Cy Young Award winners.
Well, that is true, too. Yes. Right.
Cole's out, and there's no way Blake Snell, even if he goes to the NL, is going to be ready in time. To me, like that Cy Young's already lost for him. So, going down, like, you know what this kind of reminds me of? The year R.A. Dickey won with the Mets.
That's right. That's right.
You know, was R.A. Dickey the
splashiest
century
pitcher? Yeah, you go down the list, there's nobody that actually stands out. Now, there's favorites, obviously, but there's nobody. Who has the shortest odds?
I would say Zach Wheeler without even looking. Right. And I think he deserves that, and I respect him for that. But Zach Wheeler? Aaron Nola? Corbin Burns would have been a guy. He's in the American League now. He got traded to the Orioles. He's out. Justin Steele's going to do it again? I mean, what are we talking about here?
You're talking about making $10,000.
I'm talking
By the way, Spencer Strider is the favorite. Zach Wheeler's the second.
Okay, fair enough.
Logan Webb and then Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Look, I have great respect for the reliability of Logan Webb and all that, and I'm not saying those guys aren't good. They're tremendous. But you have to admit, this is wide open, baby. Look at you wanting to crap on Yamamoto. I can sense it. Just do it.
I just was curious. He's pitched a pitch in Major League Baseball, and he's the fourth shortest
odds. I understand.
I guess honestly, that makes your bet even more appealing.
Well, that's really my point.
Seriously, Yamamoto has not pitched a second in Major League Baseball, at least not in a real game.
Hold on 1 second. We do have a Yamamoto update. He pitched in spring training today. Would you like to hear his line on how he pitched?
Let's hear it.
4 2/3 innings, 8 runs, 4 runs.
Exactly. Hold on. Sounds just like his first outing.
His spring training ERA? 8.38.
Nice.
I just wanted to give you guys an update because Tiki requested it.
Right, that was worth that money.
I like the 13th favorite, Jesus Luzardo. Tiki, we should talk later.
Oh, yeah, he's a potential keeper for the new Sean Moraes, Tiki Barber League. But here's what I think is also fun about this, in all seriousness, and bet what you can bet. You know, we always say that. We do the reads for FanDuel. I'm talking right now about making a fun bet. Don't be stupid, okay? If you could afford to bet $10, $20, that's fine, do it. It's a long-term bet. And it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a Yankee fan.
And you can almost forget about it.
Yeah.
And just, when it starts to happen, be like, oh, I preseason bet that.
And, like, I think Yankee fans, I get this sense from listening to Keith. I get this sense from you, Sean. I think you guys like him. Like, I don't think dislike Luis Severino at all. I think you agree.
There's no hate there. There's no ire. With Sevy. It's just you hope that he's okay.
Yeah, I think you guys are ready to move on from him, and I totally respect that. But I think that you would like to see him do reasonably well. And I think that if he's great, let's say he does win the Cy Young, I don't think McPherson or you, Morash, as the Yankee fans, and Big Mac, I don't think you guys are going to be like, oh my God, we should have kept him.
Right.
It's one of those things where like, come on, dude, it was over.
In fact, this is not Saquon of the Eagles where we will boo him every time. Whether you hate the Mets or don't, as a Yankee fan, I'm rooting for Sevy. I want him to rebound, have a good year. He's a homegrown guy that took a discounted deal early for a little protection from the Yankees. He was never one of these high-priced free agents that was a bum that didn't work out. I like Sevy. I hope he does win a Cy Young.
Will you make the bet?
I have to go to Jersey, but yeah, man.
That is true, and I've discovered that. Like, you can't bet on voting awards in the state of New York, so I drove.
Why is that? Because they don't.
I think
they think that they're fixed. Like, it's easy to determine. Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I wish I could try to understand it, especially when New Jersey has it legally.
Right.
But the idea was for New York to get the bill passed through with sports gambling because that was a big issue. The agreement had to be it has to be controllable on the field. You cannot.
You
cannot bet on anything that technically is in the hands of voters.
So if you want to join in on this, can we make it an official Evan and Tiki team bet that we're all making? Will you make the bet, Tiki?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I live in Jersey.
Yeah, but you don't bet, so do you want us to do it for you?
No, I'll do it.
You can do it? You got your own login? All right.
We might need Tiki to do it for us.
I know. I've already taken care of this. Right. I was in Jersey the other day, and I did it. I pulled over and said, hold on a second. It's so funny.
I need 3 seconds. Hold on.
because it's so stupid that you can't do it in New York. But Met fans, A, we'd be celebrating this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and also Met fans is one other deal we all have to make with each other.
Which is?
Very important. And I want you to save the audio on this so you don't think I'm full of crap. Let's say we win.
Okay?
Let's say Luis Severino wins the National League, Cy Young. We all make money. We're all happy. You know what happens next?
Which is?
He's a free agent. The Mets have to politely say, thank you for your service and move on from him. I'm telling you that right now. Yes. I would say thank you and move on.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're making a big
mistake. Even if he's dominant?
Yes. 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 Have we not learned anything, Teague?
I mean,
come on. Have we not learned anything from even the Garrett Cole?
It's not like he's old.
Yeah, but his injury history was when he was young.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you talking about?
But last year wasn't really injury. It was more, he had a lack of confidence.
Yeah, whether he was tipping his pitches or not getting enough sleep or whatever the excuse was.
Right.
Well, we'll see if it continues this season. I'm just saying I've learned from my mistakes, and I want us all to agree that we're going to learn from our mistakes. Even if he's dominant, you move on.
Right.
You say thank you for your time.
It's a launching pad for you.
Yeah.
Appreciate your service. Go get money somewhere
else. Go sign with the Anaheim Angels for $200 million. So you're going to make the bet tonight. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Sean, I mean, I know it's Jersey. It's complicated.
No, I'm in for the bet.
All right. So we got the two Yankee fans in for the bet. Now, Lugie is a Met fan. Will you make the bet?
I will.
Look at that.
I will come in with you guys on this bet.
We're all doing this as a family.
Well, we also are in one of those spots where if one of us doesn't, the three of us cash in.
Right.
You're going to feel like, oh, dude.
It's the FOMO.
You're right. Oh, I'm a jerk for not listening to Evan.
Oh, my God. Imagine, like, here's how crazy this is, because the money on this is insane. 200 to 1 is nuts. You know, $50 to win $10,000 is absurd. If he goes out in his first start of the year and pitches 7 scoreless innings, we're all going to freak out.
Of course.
And you know what will be fun about this? We could all collectively root together on something, and that is Luis Severino pitching well, whether he's on our fantasy team or on our real team or not. So if you can, if you want to join in on this official Evan and Tiki bet, because I think what would be fun about this, again, only if you have the money to do it, is that if we win, we could all celebrate together. In fact, if Severino wins the Cy Young, we will have a party for our listeners who made the bet. I'll throw it. I won $10,000, Luke. I'll buy it. Station don't have to do anything.
There's one problem.
What's that?
There's a problem?
Yeah, there is.
I don't know if we have the same problem, but here's my problem. If Luis Severino's cruising to a Cy Young and the Mets stink and he's on a one-year deal, boy, he could get traded to an American League team and that Cy Young thought. Including the Yankees, by the way.
Let me make you a prediction. If Luis Severino's having a Cy Young year, the Mets are fine. I mean, come on. Right. Right. If Luis Severino is in the Cy Young race.
You found your ace.
I think we're okay.
Right. You have your ace.
Was that the issue you had, Luke?
No, I was looking at it more from a gambler's perspective. So whatever odds you got, because you placed a bet already, Tiki didn't, I didn't, Sean didn't. We have a very large audience. They've already made the bet, so the odds are going to be worse now.
Yeah,
because of the algorithms, 100%.
How much worse could it, though, be?
It can be, because if they get a lot of bets on it immediately, then the computer knocks it down.
It happened once when we had the Giants need to make the playoffs parlay, and we put it together. The odds changed within 15 minutes of us talking on the air.
So you think that when Tiki gets, because we can't do anything right now. Right. We're not in the state of New Jersey.
And I can't do it in New York.
Right, you got to get to Jersey.
I got to do Jersey.
So I had it at 200 to 1. You think it's going to be different?
I bet you it's like 180 already.
Okay, fine. But I'm just saying. It's not a big deal. I know it's losing a couple of extra shekels, but I mean, those are still like incredibly long, long odds on a bet that we all think could be fun.
Well, we better hope those audiobooks sell because you're going to be kicking the extra in me, Tiki.
Totally.
All right. Well, if you do it, tweet out your little image of betting Luis Severino to win the NL Cy Young. We'll collect them. Obviously, you got to be in the state of New Jersey, or you've got to drive there or ask a friend or whatever the hell you have to do. Let us go to Strickland, who's calling from Woodside. How you doing, Strickland?
Guys, how are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Listen, I normally call about sports, but I mean, you know, you tell me about this problem you're telling us. I mean, a couple of things. You have to make sure you're hydrated, and you have to milk it.
Well, hold on a second. For anyone just tuning in, because when they hear you say you have to milk it, they may be thinking, "What the hell is going on?" I did mention earlier that when I go to the restroom, there's a lot of dribble.
Dribble.
There you go. So I pad it. Now you're suggesting instead of padding it, you should milk it?
Yes, I think you should take the time when you're finished. And you should milk it.
Okay.
And I think I heard before that you're wearing basketball shorts.
Yeah.
It'll save you from the potential embarrassment of the nap tissue, whatever, falling down your leg. And, you know.
Well, I feel like if I milk it, I'm going to have another issue. I mean, I think Strickland, and I appreciate you waiting on hold for the last hour and a half. I think that could simply be the worst idea I've ever heard. You can't milk it.
I think you put it perfectly, Evan. You'll have a different type of milk.
Exactly. Just shake. Just shake.
That's your slogan.
Right.
Just shake it. You dead to me? Just shake it.
Dribble.
Thank you. Rory is calling from the Bronx. How you doing, Rory?
Guys, thanks for having me on. Much appreciated. Always a pleasure.
Welcome.
First time in a long time. So first thing I wanted to address was, you know, the one doctor I do trust in sports is the same doctor that did Aaron Rodgers' Achilles, same doctor who just gave that evaluation on Garrett Cole's elbow.
Yes.
So whatever he's going to the West Coast for, I don't think anyone's, you know, has a better opinion than that.
I agree. And you just got to hope his opinion means he's coming back in the next couple of months.
That's right. Otherwise, you know, us Yankee fans are going to have a miserable season. Secondly, you know, I have a different opinion of what the Jets are doing here on the offensive line. I honestly love it. You know, these guys are run-blocking haulers. And you know who we got? We got Breece Hall. And you know how much frustration we had last season trying to run the ball, him getting hit in the backfield, him not being able to get started.
Right.
And our best games were when he was able to feast. get it momentum, and the rest of the offense opens up. You know, obviously not having Aaron Rodgers is a big hinder to the offense, but, you know, having Breece Hall running well, having people blocking for him, you know, Aaron Rodgers will be able to feast, and then our defense is finally going to be able to play with the lead. So it's something I'm looking forward to. I think maybe the last piece of the puzzle is that left tackle position, whether it's Tyron Smith, hopefully, you know, that's my dream. Mm-hmm. David Bakhtiari with a rookie to compete, you know, he's injury prone.
Right.
Or, you know, if they do land that Tyron Smith, I would love to go get Malik Nabers from LSU at that 10th pick. And I think, you know, we'd be in real good shape.
Do you think, and by the way, mm-hmm. thanks for the call, Rory, you think Malik Nabers is there at 10?
Well, I mean, I doubt it because he's the top rated. I know Marvin Harrison gets all the hype. Marvin Harrison Jr. gets all the hype from Ohio State, but Malik Nabers is actually the highest rated player in the draft.
Yeah, I remember you saying that the other day. So, that's why it jumped out at me, like he wouldn't be there.
So I doubt he's going to be there at 10. Somebody's going to, like, we think there's going to be a run on quarterbacks. Who knows if that's actually the case? We don't know how trades are going to happen or what. But even if there is a run, it's going to be 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And then there's six more picks in between before the Jets go. So unless they trade it up to get them, they don't need to do that.
No, and I think that even though our last caller's dream is Tyron Smith, and I'm not disagreeing with you, the way this is setting up is Bakhtiari plus first-round pick on a left tackle. That's the way it's shaping up. Because when Bakhtiari plays, he's good.
Right.
So it's not a knock on his ability to play left tackle and protect Rodgers' blind side. It's just a knock on availability. He's played 13 games in the last 3 years.
Right, and by the way, you don't need to now rush the young rookie tackle if you draft him
right.
in the first round,
yes.
which often happens.
Yes.
And they, like Andrew Thomas, he
yep.
struggled.
That's the worry.
He was thrown to the fire. Figure it out. You're good enough. Ultimately he did, but he struggled for a little bit.
No doubt. Took a year. And the Jets may not have a year.
Right.
They may not even have any time left because Aaron Rodgers may leave and just run for VP. Mark in Tinton Falls, New Jersey. Hey, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think is going through the minds of the guys at One Jets Drive right now? I mean, as a Jets fan, because I just heard you say this for the first time tonight, I'm thinking to myself, what are you talking about? Aaron Rodgers is thinking about running for the vice president? If I'm the Jets right now, I got him sat down in a room going, what are you thinking? Because if you're even remotely serious about this, I'm drafting a quarterback at 10.
Well, I mean, they do need to solve their quarterback situation if he's not available, Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, Evan and I, we've talked about this a lot today, some off air, some on air. It's probably not going to happen. I mean, it's really interesting story if it does, but it's likely not going to happen.
You want to hear me rip Aaron Rodgers?
No.
I'm about to.
Why?
I'm about to.
Because he has now spoken?
No, because here's what happens in politics. News comes out about a candidate.
Mm.
Things come out about a candidate.
Yes.
And sometimes the things that come out about a candidate are, yeah, whatever. And sometimes they're really, really bad. And so CNN has a story out about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, God.
And about some of his personal opinions. And listen, conspiracies are fun until they're effed up. Conspiracies are okay until they're harmful and hurtful and disgusting. And according to, let's see,
Pamela Brown.
According to Pamela Brown and CNN, Aaron Rodgers, in private conversations, hasn't said this to Pat McAfee, because trust me, we would have said something about it, or said it publicly. He has shared conspiracy theories about the Sandy Hook school shooting not being real. Which, if we're all going to be sane and have a real conversation, we know it was real, we know it was disgusting, we know kids lost their lives, we know it happened. Okay, there are some conspiracy theories out there that you can kind of chuckle at and laugh at and say, hey, maybe that's true. This is not true. It's crap. It's ridiculous. And so it's private conversations. So I don't know if he necessarily had the conversation, though there's a pretty damn good chance he did have the conversation. But when you run for office, whether it's the vice presidential on a ticket of independence, things like that come out. And I will tell you this, I'll defend Aaron Rodgers on a lot. I won't defend him on this crap.
No.
Because it's BS. It's not true. Kids died. Families were affected. There was a school shooting at Sandy Hook in 2012. And everybody around here knows it. So that just came out about Aaron Rodgers. Private conversations.
Mm. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, we don't know if he actually did do this, but if he did, it's reprehensible.
Yeah, the way CNN is citing it is CNN knows of two people with whom Rogers has enthusiastically shared these stories, including with Pamela Brown, one of the journalists writing this piece. So, there you go.
Also, he definitely will not be RFK Jr.'s running mate.
I mean, I don't know. You got to ask RFK if that disqualifies him.
It better.
Yeah, you think it should, but I don't know. So there's your latest on Aaron Rodgers possibly being the vice presidential candidate alongside RFK Jr. Let's go to Brian in Jackson. What's up, Brian?
Well, to add to that, what up, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
All's good.
Good, man. What's up?
Add to that, I just read this on Twitter. It says, Jesse Ventura has not received a formal offer to be Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s running mate, his son told ABC Wednesday. Kennedy said last night he has chosen someone, indicating to ABC that the person who wouldn't name has accepted the position.
Right.
Yeah.
He's gonna announce his running mate later on this
month.
But
just because, Brian, it's not Jesse Ventura, who, by the way, Jesse Ventura has shared some crazy conspiracy theories, yeah, including one about September 11th, though I've heard that a lot, and it drives me crazy to no end, but I don't want to get into it. So, I don't know. I don't know if this... This is scary sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this disqualifies Aaron Rodgers from being RFK's running mate.
Here's the other thing.
Even if we're disgusted by it because we know full well that 20 children were killed at that elementary school.
When you start a political campaign, anything, everything that you've done is going to get dug up and exposed.
Yes.
It just happens. There are people whose jobs it is to do that. Go find the dirt.
Yeah.
And it's easier to find than most people think it is.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And so we talk about the distractions with Aaron Rodgers. If he does this, it will be a distraction because he's a vice presidential candidate, but it'll also be a distraction because everything that he's ever done is now going to be in the public domain. Whether it's true or not doesn't really matter. It's going to be discussed in the public domain.
Yeah, and look, he probably did do this, by the way. I'm not defending Aaron Rodgers. I will say the private conversation thing is a little strange.
Yeah, it's
like
just,
that.
It's not proof enough for me.
Yeah, I remember when Donald Trump was running for president the first time. There were reporters finding, and this wasn't even that difficult to find, his interviews with Howard Stern, which I heard a million times because I'm a Howard guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, can you believe he said this on Howard Stern? And it's audio and it's real. And then you could decide if you care or not. This is a private conversation.
All right.
So, there's no way, Aaron Rodgers could come out tomorrow and say, yeah, it's crap. That's not true. Even if it is true, by the way.
Right.
That he has had these conversations. Right. Let's go to Andrew in Ridgewood. What's up, Andrew?
Yeah, I'd just like to report that Evan Roberts had two private conversations stating that he doesn't believe the moon landing was real.
Well, he believes in aliens, though.
But my whole point is, you could just make up anything and say it's a private conversation and there's
no way to
fact check it.
By the way, Andrew, you're 100% right, and that's why I pause when I say private conversations, but here's what's true. And this is just me speaking. As someone who's defended Aaron Rodgers, right? This is just me speaking. Kind of feels true. I'm just being honest with it. Kind of feels true. Now, is this great reporting when it's private conversations? No, it's not great reporting. No admit that.
There's no source.
No.
Whoever the source was is granted anonymity.
Well, Pamela Brown isn't in fairness because she's saying, hey, I'm a reporter. I'm one of the journalists writing the piece. He said it to me.
Yeah.
So that's not anonymous.
All right. Yeah, but whoever said it to her is anonymous.
Bad job by me.
I take it as Roger said it to her. Yeah, CNN knows of two people. Tell me how you interpret this.
Right, let's read this again.
CNN knows of two people with whom Rodgers has enthusiastically shared these stories, including with Pamela Brown, one of the journalists writing this piece.
Oh, got it.
I take it as Rodgers said it to Pamela Brown.
So she's reporting this firsthand.
Yes.
Right, and there's two other, and then one of the other people is unidentified. That was confusing. I thought she was just writing this.
Yes. That's how I would take it.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. We have a date. We have a time on an RFK announcement. And we have a location. Are you ready?
Yeah.
March 26th. Let me make sure. Is this real? I got to make sure this is real. It's from the Kennedy website. I don't know if it is. Well,
it's also in this article, too. So.
Oh, it is. Okay, great. So it's real that he will be announcing on March 26th. That's real?
March 26th.
Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
In Cali.
Which is right as we sign on the air because that's 2 o'clock Eastern time. It will be in Oakland, California. Hmm. Isn't he like from Northern California, Rodgers?
He is. I don't. Does he live? Where did they go visit? You should remember because when Woody and Sala and Nate and everybody, Joe Douglas, went to go visit Aaron Rodgers last year.
Yeah.
Where was that?
It was not Oakland.
It wasn't Oakland.
But it was Northern California.
It was Malibu.
Oh, that's not even Northern California.
But he is from Northern California.
Where is he from? Find out the answer on Google Maps how close it is to Oakland.
Jeez.
It sucks because honestly, yes, I agree with anyone who's thinking, you know, the whole he's sharing this in private conversation thing feels like such not real reporting.
Right.
But what makes me sick inside, first of all, number one, and I think we share this, when I hear people telling me that Sandy Hook wasn't real, it pisses me off.
Right.
What's his name? That guy got sued for it.
Alex Jones, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 20 kids were killed. Like, that's one of those conspiracy theories that as like, she's a human,
it's
shut up.
Right, it's disgusting to even hear it.
It triggers me. It triggers you. It triggers all of us. So, like, yeah, the reporting feels weird, but then I hear it, and I'm like, it kind of sounds like what Rodgers would say.
It just goes back to the hypocrisy, too, of, you know, keep everything buttoned up, nothing out there that's non-football-related, and then he has a past of telling people stuff like this. Anyway, he's from Chico, California, 2 hours and 40 minutes north of Oakland.
Okay, so, I don't know. Do I read much into that?
I mean, how far is Malibu from Oakland?
Not far. Is this Malibu, Southern California?
Southern Cal.
In California, traffic, 3.5 days.
There's no way Aaron Rodgers is accepting. He's not going to be the vice president. But you know what? Here's the problem. And tell me if I'm wrong about this. Doesn't Aaron Rodgers need to be asked about this stuff?
Yeah.
Forget the VP stuff. I'm talking about his theories around Sandy Hook.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if Pat McAfee will ask him.
Would that matter?
It's tough, man. Like,
I mean, this pisses me off.
But what am I doing? Am I going to tell you they should cut him? No, I'm not going to tell you that.
So, only thing it's going to do is make people not like him. It's not going to affect, his value to the Jets. Probably not even going to affect the on-field performance from his teammates. It's just going to make people who care not like him.
Well, do you think he should be asked about this? Do you think Brian Costello should raise his hand at a Jet press conference in July the next time they see him and say, "Hey, by the way, did you make comments about Sandy Hook being made up?"
Do I think you should? No. But do I think you will? Yes.
Okay.
See, I think personally our New York media already went soft the first time around. He should and never was asked about his 9/11 conspiracy rumors with Deshaun Kizer, and then everybody treated him like a hero running out with the flag that night, and we chose to ignore it media-wise. And now you have another thing I think they will choose to ignore.
Well, they may ignore it also because, I mean, timing is everything. This is coming out on March 13th.
Yeah.
Like, when you get to July and August when he's there, or the next time he's meeting with the media, does he get asked about it? Dude, it's tough, man, because you ask me, like, hey, what does it do by his answer?
Right.
I'm disgusted by these kinds of theories because of how close to home it hits for all of us.
Right. Especially if you have kids. Because you can imagine this happening to your child.
Of course. And we know that people lost kids in that horrific event. What was it, 2011, 2012?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been like a decade. So it pisses me off. I think it pisses off most people. But if he believes this, does this mean they should cut him? Does it mean they should trade him? Not necessarily, because I think a lot of people have screwed up opinions. Does that mean we've got to rid them off our roster? I don't know. It's just, it's a weird one, man. But this is what happens when you're in politics.
Yeah.
If anything, if Aaron Rodgers said yes already to RFK, stories like this may make him reconsider and say, I don't want to deal with this. Because if I'm the quarterback of the New York Jets, this isn't brought up. This isn't, you know, a CNN story. So there you go. Private conversations. We'll come back and get to your calls, 877-337-6666. It's been a very versatile show today. Padding your area, Aaron Rodgers' deranged conspiracy theories, and Garrett Cole is going to miss a significant amount of time. And a bet we're all making together on Luis Severino winning the National League Cy Young.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.